think now about the culture of our day as we read these in closing. And Paul said, "And this I say, lest any man should beguile you with enticing words." And remember Agrippa the skeptic and the influence he had and how powerfully Paul addressed that head on. "For though I be absent in the flesh, yet I am with you in the spirit, joying and beholding your order and the steadfastness of your faith in Christ. And I'm reading this out loud to you as the Lord speaks it to you. Joying and beholding your order, how well you demonstrate your faith through your love and through your actions with others. As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him." Don't be following after anything else. There's no one else to follow that can take you where he can, because he paved the way for us. Walk in him. Don't look to the left, don't look to the right. Stay focused. Rooted and built up. If you've got good roots, you'll produce good fruits. Yeah? Rooted in him. So when the tide of the times comes, and all of these wise and lofty ones speak all of these flowery things, way above my head, I don't even know what they're talking about. It's like Babel sometimes. I think they're still on the tower. Rooted in him, because that's where you're going to be able to stand when the winds of change,
amen, thank you, Lord,
are upon us. Amen. We're living in these times again. Built up in him. When you're built up, you know, look at what bodybuilders do. They build up with weights, and they build up their muscles, and they build up their strength and their body's endurance. But when we build ourselves up in Christ and allow the Spirit to tamp those things down and settle them down inside of us, we're not going to be moved with every wind of doctrine. We're not going to stray. Why? Because we're rooted and built up in him. And the Holy Spirit empowers us to live our faith every single day. And even when we're sleeping, he's still working. Didn't we sing that song, "He Never Gives Up On Us"? Even when we're sleeping, did I catch that song right? See how that even fits in today. We didn't plan this. Kenny and I don't call each other up and plan these things. They're like a conspiracy. In a good way. Established in the faith. Notice it's singular. Did you notice that when we read it the first time? The faith. Not in a denomination. Not in a religion. It's in Christ. And always remember that there's a huge difference to be rooted and grounded in him. He's the rock that don't roll. And you have a firm foundation. As you have been taught, not just here, but in your own personal walk, the things you've learned, the people that you listen to that fit so solid word into your lives, and even in your own devotions time, walk in that. Abounding therein with thanksgiving. Remember the importance of always being thankful to God and expressing it. Beware, lest any man spoil you through philosophy, like Agrippa in their day. That's why this letter was so important. And vain deceit after the tradition of men. How easy it is to get captivated by great speakers that know just how to lure us in and draw us in. But beware of what they're speaking. If it doesn't line up with the word, chuck it. We need to be that generation of bringing things in light of the Word. What does the Word say about that situation? And not, no matter how well they can speak, look what a lot of the college professors have done in warping the minds of the people that are so violently want to see Israel's destruction right here in our own country. Don't get caught up in that. Don't follow after those people. That's just an example that came to mind. After the tradition of man, after the rudiments of the world, whatever the world's greatest philosophers and speakers are. Even Darwin was grieved on his deathbed. Did you know what Darwin's heart cry was just before he died? That no one would take his theory and ever teach it as truth. I read his book, and he was so grieved about that, that people would take that theory of evolution and teach it as truth. That's why he called it a theory, and you know, he even ended up becoming a believer himself in the latest years of his life, and he knew the truth, and he was so concerned that others wouldn't come to that knowledge before they died, but they would follow his theory as truth, and it was taught in the schools, and it still is to this day. And not after Christ. If it's not after him, then we learn not to follow that. For in him, meaning in Christ, dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Everything that you could ever ask or imagine or think or extend your ability to receive and to believe, it's in Christ. To me now it seems so obvious, but before I was saved, I get into astral projection, projecting my spirit out of my body and all that kind of stuff, not realizing I was really looking for Christ, because I wasn't at that time, but I dabbled in some of those things. And I now know that the simplicity is in Christ. It's not a religion, it's a relationship. And you're complete in him. Oh, I couldn't express any plainer than what Paul did. You know, we all have a longing to belong. We all have a desire to fit someplace, to fit in, even before we were saved. It's lonely without friends. It's lonely without people of like precious faith. Sometimes it's just lonely. But in him, you're complete. You've been perfected in Christ. And there's nothing lacking, there's nothing missing. But it's found only in him. That's why it's such a joy, because we don't have to struggle. We don't have to fight. We don't have to strive. It's to simply believe it. That's who he is. A miracle worker. A way of being. I'm going to steal that song for a few minutes. And he's the head of all principalities and powers. There's no other name. No other name is more powerful than Jesus.
Hallelujah. Mm.
And in him, you're complete. It's not unwise to be aware of the works of our enemy. But we don't have to follow after him. Actually, he has to go about looking whom he may devour, because he can't just devour just anybody. And he can't have you if you're in Christ and your faith is in him and him alone, and you know that he's not given you the spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. So, the closing to our closing prayer today is go freely, go in peace, go in great joy. You got a double portion this morning, and your rest of your day is going to be totally awesome, whatever else you decide to do today. We had a closing prayer, so let's call it a morning, and God is good.
One caught that. God is what? Good?
God.
All the time?
God is good.
Amen.